Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Ray Kaplan's in our studio. She makes a return visit to the WGN Radio Studios, the owner of Kaplan Law Firm here in Chicago. Hey, Ray, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So I have invited you onto the show on occasions where student loan debt, that's what we talk about when we talk about you, are on people's minds. Is this a particular time for people relative to that?
Well, it actually is. There was a recent change in the law where people who have all of their loans discharged through the something called the TPD discharge or a total permanent disability discharge, that used to be a taxable event. As of 2018, if you get your student loans discharged through the total permanent disability discharge, that's no longer going to be something that you're going to be taxed on.
Taxable event, meaning if I have $50,000 in student debt and I get that discharged, what would be the tax consequences of that? You do or don't pay. You don't pay taxes on it, right?
It's been discharged. No, you don't. Exactly.
Previously, you would have,
yes. So you'd have a pretty big tax liability for
that. So even if the loan was forgiven, you'd still owe, say, 20% on $50,000.
Exactly, because the IRS would view that as income.
Yeah.
That you're receiving.
Well, it's funny, though. I mean, that doesn't seem to make sense. It would seem to me like if for some reason it's discharged because you've declared bankruptcy or the loan was somehow inappropriately applied, if the loan goes away, then it would seem to me the tax consequences would as well.
Right, but that's not the way it was up until 2018. So it doesn't apply if you received your discharge prior to 2018, but if you received your TPD discharge in 2018, then you're good.
Are we talking about parent plus loans here?
We could be.
Because but not those, right now. Yeah, okay.
Right.
But then tell me what a parent plus loan is.
So a parent plus loan, I would say the majority of my clients have at least $100,000 in parent plus loans. And the issue with those is that the servicer, these are federal loans, and they're loans that parents take out for the benefit of their children. Their children are not responsible for them. The parents are solely responsible for them, but they're federal loans. And the way the payment structure is set up, the Department of Ed wants you to be paid off on that loan in 10 years. So, of course, the payments are rather high. And what the servicers don't tell you is that you're also eligible, as long as they're federal loans and you haven't defaulted, then you're eligible for much, much lower repayment plans. We have payment plans reduced all the time from $1,500 a month to $200 to $300 a month, even less than that on occasion.
What's the average reduction you get?
80% in a monthly payment. And then that's not even taking into consideration the possibility of them, the parents, having a huge chunk of their loans actually discharged through something called either private sector loan forgiveness or public sector loan forgiveness.
Before you go to that, why would my loan be reduced 80% or 50%? If I have a contract, if there's a schedule, what would the basis be for me getting the payments reduced?
It's all under the Higher Education Act. And that's a great question because I have clients asking me that all the time who are a little incredulous that this is something you can actually do. And this is not affiliated with bankruptcy. These are just options that are available to everybody who has federal student loans according to the Higher Education Act statute, which governs all federal student loans.
What do they do? Divide it by 10 years, 12 months, and then say if that and the loan has to be retired in 120 payments?
Well, what they do is it's based on income. So it's an income-driven repayment plan, and there's a calculation where you submit documentation of your income, and then the calculus is based on what would be 10% of your disposable income based on a family of your size and in the state in which you live. And so on that basis, we also apply the same calculation as the Department of Ed, and we sign them up for the appropriate payment plan. Even our clients who have $0 monthly repayment plans, those payments count towards eventually getting the entire balance forgiven.
So if you've been diligent about not paying anything, mm-hmm. then and is that the target? Everybody's trying to go 10 years? 12 months and then
well that's that the target else? Well, the Department of Ed would like you to pay off your loans obviously in 10 years, but you don't have to. That's just the one that they kind of push on everybody. But under the statute, there are all these other great payment plans available that can go 300 months, which are 25 years or so.
But when you said this is a federal program, right? Okay, so who's lending you the money? Is it a bank or is it the federal government?
It's the federal government.
Federal government does.
Right.
And these parent plus loans.
Yes.
Do you recommend Parent PLUS loans to people?
Yes, I do.
They should get them, maybe because they're low interest and also because you can minimize the payment schedule, right?
Right. And interest is set by Congress. So generally speaking, I mean, you don't have these very high interest rates like you find with private loans.
Is anybody eligible for a Parent PLUS loan?
Pretty much anybody.
Problem is, I want to retire someday. This kid's got 50 years of earning ahead of him. I've got 10 years of earning ahead of me, or 20, maybe 30 if you're a parent, whatever. But you don't want to be solely responsible for that. And you're telling me that the parents are the ones responsible. This isn't co-signed with the kid, right?
It's not, no. But, you know, a lot of our clients who have Parent PLUS loans, they have an arrangement with their kid where even though they're actually making the payment of a couple hundred dollars a month, their child is actually paying them back once they're gainfully employed. So that kind of thing we see all the time. It's just that in terms of who is actually legally responsible on the note, it's the parent, not the child.
Okay, the number's 312-981-7200. Call or text right now, 312-981-7200. I know you've got a question about this or comment. Here's your chance to get Ray Kaplan to answer your question, 312-981-7200. You're getting several hundred dollars a month reduced from the obligation for these people on these loans. But we say in your commercials sometimes that you work with people to declare bankruptcy.
Yes, we do.
When I do this, am I declaring bankruptcy?
No.
If I'm getting the loan payment reduced,
no.
Is that because I've declared bankruptcy?
No, absolutely not. So it's a non-bankruptcy solution. If you come in and basically your problem is primarily student loans, but everything else is pretty much under control, this is a solution that's great because you don't have to file bankruptcy to get this. You can avail yourself of these payment plans just because you have federal student loans.
Well, do you see how I'm confused by this? Because if this is a federal program and they're the ones that have set the payment schedule, but then I apply through another federal program and get them reduced, it's the same federal government. Why didn't they tell me about that less expensive option at the beginning?
That's a great question. My only answer to that would be conjecture. And all I can think is that the Department of Education, in the interest of trying to get the loans paid off as soon as possible and in 10 years, their interest is getting the loans repaid. Their interest is not necessarily making your life as comfortable as possible. That's my job. My job is to make your payments and your life more comfortable.
So how much do people come in with student debt?
I would say right now, roughly 50% of our clientele are non-bankruptcy, only for student loan debt.
And how much are they coming in? How much debt do they have? Student debt.
It ranges from about $40,000 total to $200,000, $250,000.
What was the spectacular story that you and I were talking about off the air? I don't know the details on this.
Oh, well, yeah, this is an unusual situation, but most of the time, student loans are non-dischargeable in bankruptcy. So a bankruptcy is not going to help you if you have a big student loan problem most of the time, unless your loans fall into a very rare category. And this is actually, I'm talking right now about private loans as it relates to bankruptcy. But we are seeing a couple of instances, and we have one case in particular where a client went to a foreign medical school and obtained about $300,000 in private student loans. He also subsequently filed a Chapter 7. And because when he went to medical school, the school was not designated as a Title IV school under the Department of Education, meaning that they were not allowed to receive funds from the federal government at that time. The fact that he filed a Chapter 7 means that his loans are actually going to be wiped out in his Chapter 7. Very unusual.
They should not have taken the money to begin with. They were not eligible to get it.
The school was not eligible to receive federal funds, but they were eligible to receive private loans. And our client took out private loans and assumed that his student loans would not be able to be discharged in his 7, but actually they are going to be. That is an unusual instance, but it does happen.
How much did that family then save?
$300,000.
312-981-7200. All the phone lines are ringing. Imagine that. Student debt. Your questions answered next on WGN. Ray Kaplan is here from the Kaplan Law Firm. We're talking about restructuring or retiring your student debt. Half of the time you said through bankruptcy, half of the time not.
Right.
What's the consequence if I declare bankruptcy, though? I don't want bankruptcy on my financial record.
It is a negative hit on your credit report, but I would say it's very different than how it used to be 10 or 20 years ago. Now it's just it's a blip on the screen, and you can pretty easily repair your credit after filing a bankruptcy.
Well, and maybe that's the lesser of the evils anyway. Maybe, all right, I don't want to have a bankruptcy charge on my record, but better that than...
Right. And sometimes it's necessary to reverse your debt-to-income ratio analysis, so it actually helps your credit in some ways because you're getting rid of the debt. So then when you're being analyzed by a potential creditor, they see you no longer have debt. They know you can't file a Chapter 7 for another 8 years, so you're actually a better credit risk because you've gotten rid of your debt.
This is Marianne. You're on WGN. Hi, Marianne. What can we do for you?
Hi. I would like to first of all thank Lisa Madigan and Dick Durbin for all the work they've been doing on this with the class action lawsuits of the students in the state of Illinois. But Ms. Kaplan, you made a very, very good comment about Congress sets the interest rate. And it was my understanding July 1st, they set it at 3.67. But yet there's so many people out there that say there's still at 9, 10, 11%. How does that happen? What can we do about that?
Unfortunately, there's not a lot we can do about that. But I see your point. And I think that the one thing that might provide some relief when, if you do have loans where you signed on for an interest rate that in retrospect was too high, oftentimes a consolidation is the way to go. You consolidate those loans, especially if they're federal loans. The consolidation rate right now is around 4.8%, I believe. It might be a little bit higher. But even so, that would also provide some relief.
It's an interesting question. Thanks for the call. By the way, you know, our friend David Hochberg says, go ahead and refi your house, particularly if you can get a lower rate than you have in your house, and then add this debt to that. And instead of, you know, paying 12%, shoot, mortgage rates now are 4%. You could get it that way.
The only reason, not if you have federal loans, I would not take them out of the federal sphere, because when you take a federal loan and you refinance it and make it into a private loan, you no longer have that flexibility that the federal statute provides, where if you retire and your income goes down, we can drastically reduce the payment that is due on your federal loans, where if you take it into, you create a refinance that makes it into a private loan, you can't do that.
Is that the trick, is to waiting to when your income goes down? If you're the parents, maybe I shouldn't do it right now, but I'm going to retire next year. My income will go down. It'll be easier for me to restructure this thing now.
Sometimes, but sometimes you don't have that luxury. You need to have some kind of a payment. And the nice thing about this is, even if we drastically reduce your payment and get you into a very, very low monthly repayment on your credit, it shows that you're current and up to date and in good standing. So it's actually really good for your credit.
Mary, you're on WGN. What's your question? Hi.
Yes. My son finished medical school with $140,000 debt because we kicked in $100,000. And the federal loans are 6 and 7%. What is this? I'm balking for him at the interest rate. What could I do? Would the Parents Plus be good for us?
I'm sorry. Has your son already graduated?
Yes, he finished.
Okay, so you're not going to qualify now for a Parent Plus loan, but as far as your son's loans are concerned, I would probably recommend a consolidation and then to get onto an income-driven repayment plan, and we can certainly help him with that. But chances are, if he's is he a resident right now?
Correct.
Yeah.
Where do you go for consolidation?
So you can do it directly through studentloans.gov. Mm-hmm. You can do a paper application or you can do it online. It's actually fairly simple. You just want to make sure.
Do people come to you with that?
Yes.
How do I do this?
Absolutely. We handle all of that so that you don't have to worry about the paperwork. Yep.
Because what's terrible is, yes, he's not required to pay a lot because his salary is still like in the $50,000. That interest comes interest on the interest. It's
right.
It's terrible. I mean, the what he owes is just growing.
And that's what he owes. You said $140,000?
Yes.
And do you owe $100,000 or you paid
$100,000? We kicked in $100,000.
You had $100,000 to throw in.
Well, actually, when it comes to your son, though, I would not to. So just so that you can put it in a better perspective, it's actually not as bad as it seems, because even if he's probably going to end up working at a hospital that's a not for profit, and so he'll qualify for public sector loan forgiveness after 120 payments and an income based payment plan. So he'll get a huge chunk of all that interest that's been accruing knocked off. He'll get that forgiven.
Good luck. I'm going to give your phone number and email address here in a second.
Great.
Ray. But John, it says here, I already have a Parent Plus loan, but I'm paying 7% interest. How can I reduce my payments?
I would say the way to go would likely be consolidation if he hasn't already consolidated.
But here's a student plus loan, a parent plus loan, it's 7%. So you've locked in at that rate?
We can consolidate those.
Yeah.
Yep, and get a lower loan or lower rate.
What's your website?
It's www.financialrelief.com.
Financialrelief.com. She's in Chicago. Okay. Ray, lots of calls, lots of texts. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Good luck to you all. When I get to be king, college won't be that expensive, and they won't loan you more money than you can pay back. I think it's a crime that, to some degree, I guess everybody's complicit in a little bit, right? The parent, the student. But I think it's criminal that schools knowingly allow students to borrow that much money. And ain't all of them going to be doctors either. I just think something sort of fundamentally has to change.
Maybe the price needs to come down.
I would take that too.